You are listening to the Anomalous Media Podcast, a show where we talk about self-help, film, business, media, self-improvement, and etc. If you have not already, please hit the subscribe button to this podcast, as well as the subscribe button on the YouTube channel Persistence Media. Hope you enjoy this episode. Make sure you have post notifications on for both platforms, and enjoy. So we finally got some news on Spider-Man No Way Home, Ms. Marvel, Hawkeye, some Shang-Chi reviews are starting to come in from critics, and some Moon Knight set photos. Now, I really don't know much about Moon Knight, but I know that they got in a picture of supposedly what looks like him in his suit. Oscar Isaac. Now, that's going to be a character I'm going to need to do some more comic book reading on and some more research on, but I mean, his outfit looks cool, and I can't wait to see how Marvel portrays him. Because, you know, I trust Marvel. The brand that Marvel has built in over the past decade and change shown that they can make characters that we never heard of or know of our favorite characters in the world when it comes to pop culture and comic book movies and movies in general. Marvel has the capability to make icons out of heroes that we've never heard of. Best example is Guardians of the Galaxy. You know? Now, Ms. Marvel, we're reportedly supposed to get a trailer for soon. I'm sorry. Something in my eye. If you hear a little scratching sound, it's me scratching my eye right now. Ms. Marvel, we're reportedly supposed to get a trailer for, or teaser trailer for, in next month or so. Hawkeye, we're supposed to get a teaser trailer for, I believe, sometime in August or before the month is out, or early September. Now, No Way Home, like I've said in my previous episodes, is delayed till 2022, but they'll still release the trailer soon because there have been reports that have came out that the dubbing for the different international versions of the trailer has been completed in many different countries. And that means that they'll be ready to release the full thing, because that means the trailer itself is done. But now they're just dubbing it to have it be ready to be sent to Brazil, you know, India, UK, and obviously, you know, America, but I know in Australia and all the different countries that I missed. But internationally, it's being ready to, it's getting dubbed so that way people understand it internationally. And it can go out once all that is complete. Now, Hawkeye, there have been rumors that, I don't even know if I want to call them rumors, but because I've heard they're confirmed, but Kingpin, the same Kingpin from Daredevil, is in it. He's in Hawkeye. What relation does he have to whatever's going on in the story? Well, in this arc, Hawkeye will be dealing with the Marvel's version of like one of the European like crime syndicates or whatever. And if you know Kingpin from the comics, he's very big on East Coast crime, and New York being one of the biggest cities in the world, Kingpin being known across all of New York as that big bad guy, you know, that big bad mob boss, he will certainly play a role in that to some effect. Maybe Hawkeye have worked for Kingpin at some point in his life, like when he was Ronin, or will it maybe be that Kingpin wants him hunted, or Kingpin has some connection to the people that he's looking for? We don't know, but this Hawkeye will put Kingpin on the map, and Kingpin is one of my favorite villains of the MCU. I feel like I said that before here, but I'm gonna say it again. Kingpin's intelligence, ruthlessness, and just menacing character is like especially when he's like actually a challenge for Spider-Man. It's like, wow, this dude's not a regular dude. Clearly, if he's able to do all this in the crime world and still be able to hold his own against Spider-Man, you got to be a pretty OP dude mentally and physically in order to do all those things and still and still be operating and still take a while for you to be put in jail. Like, that only happened in like the game where he was actually able to be put in jail. But going on to Shang-Chi, I heard that Shang-Chi was a really good and refreshing Marvel movie with great action scenes due to the mystical arts mixed with the kung fu in Shang-Chi. The enhancements of the rings and other characters' abilities combined with, this is not me, by the way, talking, this is a non-spoiler review by a critic of mine, which I'm going to see the movie when it comes out, of course. I still don't know anything, and I'm not going to watch any spoilers or listen to any spoilers about it. Shang-Chi does make me think that Valentina is going to show up in that movie and recruit Abomination. Or it could be a complete plot twist. She recruits the Mandarin, which would really like the Mandarin and Abomination. That would really throw people for a loop. And I can see Valentina in Hawkeye recruiting somebody, even though she's using Elena to do something about it. I could see her recruiting Hawkeye about it. And I can see Valentina working for Kingpin. Like, there's some tie between them, because one major key that stuck out to me in Ant-Man 2 was that, and even Ant-Man 1, was that there were other people that wanted their hands on the quantum energy. And it had me thinking about Kingpin and all these different other villains that are out there that we still haven't yet to be introduced to in the MCU. And we still don't know where Shang-Chi takes place in the MCU. I'm sure in the movie, as the person said in the review, it tells you by the end of it, you're like, oh, and there's two post-credit scenes that are outstanding that you need to be there for, according to this guy. Oh my goodness. It's just, when I first heard Shang-Chi was announced, I was like, I don't know who this character is. But when I did my research, I was like, ooh, to see that in a Marvel Cinematic Universe style would be amazing. And based off of the trailers that I've seen and the visuals, it looks like I'm trying to think of a movie. I can't think of like a kung fu movie that was very similar to Shang-Chi, because definitely looks unique. Even though I want to say Mortal Kombat, but not necessarily the movie, but the game. And it'd be really nice if we get like a cameo from someone in this that we weren't expecting, you know, kind of like a Fury or something. And he knew about Shang-Chi, but he just kept it on like off limits, and he kept because the Mandarin was still in the way. But Miss Marvel, I heard Miss Marvel's, I heard we're supposed to get it still in 2021. I guess it would happen right after Hawkeye, and Eternals is still supposed to come out. And I believe I heard new footage of Eternals was being shown in theaters, which does lead me to believe, where are my other trailers, bro? But, oh, going back to the Spider-Man thing, I know I'm all over the place, but I'm excited, low-key. Excited for this Marvel future. I've heard that Spider-Man No Way Home, like, some of the things we've heard, of course, aren't going to be true, but, and this isn't even like this isn't from like a credible source, this is just someone I heard, but a lot of people are on the right track. And a theory of mine popped up after hearing something. What if Norman Osborn shows up in No Way Home, and then he shows up in Armor Wars, and he becomes the Iron Patriot, and then that's how we get the full Dark Avengers. Just a theory of mine. Just a theory. And I heard that you may also get Valentina recruiting Agnes in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. Now, this is all still a kind of a rumor, and a rumor slash theory. And then, now this one's a rumor completely. At the end of Multiverse of Madness, there will be a post-credit scene where Scarlet Witch is brainwashed in Libya. Those who are comic book fans, they know what that means. They know what that means. I mean, the fact that we already know Kang is here. We already know Doom is around the corner, you know. But yeah, that's so far what's come. So far what's come out in terms of MCU news, from the Disney Plus series to the movies, and the movies that have already come out and the reviews on them. And I cannot wait to go see Shang-Chi. And I cannot wait for the Spider-Man No Way Home trailer to drop, because you will have my reaction live. If you enjoyed this episode, or something resonated with you, or you liked something that I said in this episode, be sure to hit that subscribe button and be sure to share this podcast. Be sure to subscribe to my YouTube channel, Persistence Media, as well, where I will post more content on there, as well as visual content on that platform. Be sure to share both platforms and subscribe to both platforms and have post notifications on. Thank you, and have a great day.